This is Angela, the supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Hi. My name is Kimberly Robinson Harriott, and the lady was on the phone that transferred me to you said that I had purchased a carry conceal and some type of certificate for Virginia. Baby, I don't live in Virginia. I live in Ohio.
All right. I first need you to verify your name and address, and I'll pull that up and take a look at it.
Okay. It's Kimberly Robinson, and my last name is hyphenated, H-E-R-R-I-O-T-T. And you said what else you need? My address?
Yes, ma'am.
5785 Empire Mills Run, Canal, Winchester, Ohio, 43110.
All right, thank you. All right, so it's showing here that, yes, on the 26th, that there was an application done online with the certified CCW.com. It's where it gives you, like, a video and a test, and it gives you the option to pay for a CCW certificate.
I already have my CCW, baby. I've had it for years, and there would be no need for me to take a test. I got a whole license, it looks like a driver's license. And I live in Ohio, so I don't know what them happened, but I ain't took no test because I already got my stuff, and I don't live there.
All right, so have you spoken with the bank or the credit card about the charges?
No, I just happened to be looking, and I'm like, what is this? And I see the $19, and so I just called that number that was right there. I haven't even called my bank yet. And the girl said, I told her, baby, I don't know who did this. I told her just what I just told you. And she said that she would do something on her end, but I had to speak to your fraud department. So, but I
and she went ahead and canceled.
I think once you get off. Hmm?
She went ahead and canceled the account. No further, because there has been a $19 charge for the online firearms training portal. The day that the order is submitted, that's an additional class that's offered. And if it's attached
but why
to...
Would, my thing is this. Where would Virginia... Why would I be... I don't live there. So I'm not understanding what is the purpose of this.
Well, Virginia offers...
I don't even live in Virginia.
A permit that covers up to 27 states, and your state is included. So most people who get the Virginia one is the people who may travel across state lines, and that would have them covered in different states. So that's why the Virginia one is really offered in the majority of states. They were accepting online.
So what do Ohio do?
Ohio accepts it. Ohio does
I can take my gun anywhere else?
Do you have the permit, though? Because you would have had to send that CCW certificate in and get the permit as well.
Because I didn't do it. That's
because usually when
do
you
it,
do...
Baby, I didn't do that. And the killer part, now that since you just educated me on that, what happens? Do you know what Ohio got?
Do I know what Ohio has?
Yeah, because that's where I'm at. But
Let me take a look and see what Ohio, because we have all 50 states here and who accepts and who does not. It says, according to the Ohio Office of Attorney General, Ohio does recognize this permit.
No, not recognize your permit. Recognize, do we have that same offer that y'all got in Virginia? I don't want your stuff. I don't know who put that on there.
What do they cover different states? You would have to look up Ohio reciprocity agreements, because different states have reciprocity agreements. So you would have to, go to their attorney general website to see what their, who they have an agreement with, where you can travel with your permit. All right, so back to the charges here. And what we do here in the fraud department is we take the IP address from the account, which is basically an address to a device. And we are required to to provide it to the local authorities in your area. An IP address is can address to a phone, a tablet, a laptop, or a personal computer, basically the device used to create the order.
Okay.
They can pinpoint the time and location and the owner of the device, and then they contact you to move forward with the charges against that individual. So that is what we do here. But we do need your consent to start that investigation.
You can do whatever you want to, because I'm about to call Fairfield, and they're going to remove this from my account. Because I don't know nothing about this. So, I mean, if that's how y'all got to go, that's how y'all got to go. I'm about to call my bank, though. So whatever you got to do, that's on you. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm calling my bank and get my money back, because I don't know nothing about no Virginia. I don't need nothing in Virginia. I ain't coming to Virginia, so there's no need for me to apply for nothing in Virginia. I live in Ohio. And it ain't no different than somebody else that put something on the car. And if y'all got to do all that, do what you got to do, because it's going to be removed anyway, because I don't have it.
Usually with a dispute, the company ends up receiving it because they just call
us.
They're
about to, because I'm about to call them. I didn't know nothing about this until I just happened to be looking, and I seen it. So I don't care what you do on your end, but I'm about to call my bank. And my bank is going to get
all
of
my account. What I'm advising you, ma'am, when you do a dispute with the bank, they contact us to verify information.
I don't care. They can go ahead and contact
you. Well, that usually leads to them giving us the full, all of the charges.
Ma'am,
because
whatever they got to do, they can go ahead and do. I'm not arguing back and forth with you.
You don't care if
they
don't give you the money back. That's the point. You're trying to get money back, right?
No, no, listen. You can do what you got to do. But I'm about to call my bank.
Well, what I'm offering is to start an investigation on your...
I don't care what you offer, ma'am. Listen, when they call you, get it going with them. I already told you, you can go ahead.
Have you disputed with them at this point?
Did you not just hear what I said to you? Or you just want to keep me on the phone?
No, I have to.
If I just told you...
Ma'am, I don't understand why you're upset because we offered to do an investigation on your behalf.
Bye. I don't care. You can go ahead and do it, but I'm
okay.
About, and they can tell you.
Well, I'm going
to
give you a cancellation number before you go.
No, I don't want no cancellation number. Go ahead and do your stuff on your end, and Park National will be calling you in a minute.
Well, we're going to go ahead and start the investigation on this end.